When I was going to the Sunday school as a kid, we had a teacher who was she was like a charismatic lady, and she, I don't think she was like the worst of the charismatic movement, but she always had like I don't know some funny ideas, and I don't know, I remember like going back to my dad and like talking about like speaking in tongues or whatever, and he would say that he knew a priest that he liked who thought it was legitimate. And that always bothered me because like the whole idea of the charismatic movement is just like trying to get supernatural power. It's really witchcraft is what it comes down to. My sister got sick one time and there was a charismatic lady who blessed a thing of water, impersonated a priest, blessed a thing of water and told her to drink it. And my parents were like, "Well, what do we do?" And I'm like, "Don't you dare give that to her, 'cause that's you're practicing witchcraft if you do that." And they're like, "Well, it can't hurt, it can only help." And it's like, "No, practicing witchcraft is gonna hurt. Even if there isn't anything, like the demon that they're sacrificing to might not even be real, but by like trusting in it, that's a sin against the faith." And it's completely different trusting in water that a priest blesses, is because a priest has he has holy orders and he can actually do that. He stands in the person of Christ, but whatever her name was didn't. So, and that's what it's all like, speaking in tongues. What we're trying to do now is we're trying to impersonate the apostles at Pentecost, and that's not right. Like, first of all, it comes out of a passage of St. Paul, and he says, "If I speak in human and angelic tongues," and he doesn't say it as if like he's going to speak in angelic tongues, but then later he says that, if you speak in tongues, that like pretty much if you praise God as good as an angel, you benefit yourself, but you don't benefit anybody else, and unless there's like a translator who can translate for everybody else. But then, so that always bothered me as a kid. But I got older and I read this passage from it was a homily from a 6th-century African author, and I'll post it. It's actually on my resource page, I think. But what it was saying was that during Pentecost, the apostles spoke in tongues because, for one, they didn't speak all the languages in the world, so everybody heard them in their own native tongue, because if they had to like translate, like the apostles only knew like two or three languages, and so it was God's way of spreading the faith to people who wouldn't otherwise have gotten it. But now the church speaks all the different languages. Like, you can go to every country in the world and there's a Catholic there, and that Catholic speaks that language. And so now the church does still speak in tongues. She speaks in all the tongues of the whole world. And that's what this 6th-century African author was saying. And he was saying that there's no reason now for the church to speak in tongues in the same way that they did back then, which wasn't angelic tongues. They were speaking in actual languages. And when these charismatic people have these claims of glossolalia, speaking in gibberish, it's just witchcraft to confuse these power-hungry people who are searching for God. Gonna say it how it is. Another thing I notice is like they're always, talking about the gifts of the Spirit because they got to take that passage of St. Paul, and they don't talk about the third person of the Trinity with any reverence at all. And it's something that you really notice when you read older saints like John Vianney or Saint Anthony Claret or any of those, that when they talk about the Holy Trinity, when they talk about the Holy Spirit, they're going to use his name with reverence. And that's something that, like, I personally, I don't really like naming churches Holy Spirit, because what happens is it just becomes like vulgar. It's just, oh, it's a place now. Like, no, it's that's God's name. Like, the Jews didn't pronounce God's name for, you know, out of reverence. And now we think that we're just going to use it like we're in charge of him. You can't strong arm God. Like, that's not going to work for you. What always gets me too is when you go to like a Latin mass or somewhere, and there's all these people saying Holy Ghost, and I think it's funny because they're saying it to be more trad, but in Latin they say Holy Spirit, they say they use the word Spiritus, like. I get it, you know, it's what their mom taught them. But if you're saying it now just because you think it's going to make you more trad, like, that's silly. And just, the reason they use ghost is because spirit wasn't a word in English, like, now it is.